Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's try to get through this whole complicated storyline with Julie here quickly. At first, we asked women if you were stepping into psycho over the weekend, doing something crazy that you know is crazy. You're going to do it anyway, though, because he pushed you into it. Then call us and tell us what you're going to do. And this was the first time she called.
I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend. We're kind of in a limbo area right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that alone is making me a little on edge. Why don't I go and buy the same exact laptop that my boyfriend or whatever ex-boyfriend got?
Mm-hmm.
Because my brother has the idea that he can install some kind of spy software.
Mm-hmm.
I can see exactly what my boyfriend is doing, like on email and Facebook and any IM that he gets.
All right, so this was the follow-up then on Monday. How did it go? All she had to do was install the spyware on ex-boyfriend's computer.
I went over to my boyfriend's house, and while he was in the shower, I switched out our laptops. So now if he goes on it, emails, says anything, I'll receive an email on my email account saying spyware has detected whatever. And
got it.
I haven't received any notification saying that, you know, he's up to something.
So we were waiting and waiting and waiting for this guy to use his email or what have you so she could come back on and tell us exactly what she's found.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the final time that we talked to her a couple of days ago. This is what she told us.
Well, I got my laptop. We switched it out. My brother put the spyware on it. Nothing's happened. I haven't seen anything because he hasn't set it up. And then I was kind of hinting at him. I was like, so what's going on with your new laptop? Because...
oh, no.
You know, I thought you really wanted it. And he goes, oh, I took the laptop into work. One of the IT guys is nice enough to look at it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
All right, and the subtext on that was like, didn't she run out of the house with, like, the box of the laptop
or something
like that for
she
no reason?
She panicked and grabbed it and ran.
And the IT part of the whole thing, what were we so upset about that whole thing about?
Because the IT guy was looking at the computer because the boyfriend, there was problems with the computer, so he sent it to the IT guy at work. So the IT guy's probably going to find the spyware.
So, and then he was going to tell the ex-boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend would probably track it on back to Julie here. So she was painting herself into a pretty tight corner. And she's back with us. Hey, Julie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Great.
Great.
Don't tell me that somehow, some way, this plan has actually worked.
Well, I wouldn't say it worked in the original incarnation, but so here's what happened. So last time I spoke to you, I had taken the box to my boyfriend's laptop. I don't know what I was thinking. I just threw it in my car and, like, ran.
Just totally panicked.
I just panicked. All reason went out the window. It went out the window a long time ago. But,
hey, Julie, let me stop you here for 1 second. I'm going to have producer Tracy call you right back because there's a weird click in the line. And it's just sort of, it's tough to listen to. So let me have her call you right back.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Now, my guess is that he has installed some kind of software on her phone. And that's
he's tapping in.
He's tapping into her conversation.
Now that we know, what are we going to make predictions? Now that we know that she says it's gone.
I couldn't tell if she's being honest or sarcastic.
Oh, I thought she was being honest. Yeah,
she sounded genuinely pretty excited that somehow she's pulled this off.
I don't know.
I think she 1,000,000% took Melissa's advice and said...
The box that she was taking out for trash?
Yeah, and either threw it out or said, oh my God, took this by accident and returned it to him, and now the box is back in his house. The IT guy fixed the computer without ever detecting the software. Life is good.
I'm feeling strongly connected to the ex-boyfriend. Like, I feel somehow I got to get in touch with him and just let him know if he gets back with her the kind of crazy he's going to be dealing with.
Yeah, I just can't figure out how she could have gotten out of it. How she could have gotten
Melissa's
out of
answer was perfect.
Getting busted.
Just throw the box away, garbage, and then when she's like, oh my God, when he says, oh my God, where's the box? All she has to say is, I ditched it.
And I think Jeff's right. I agree with him about the IT guy didn't find the spyware.
I think he totally fixed it. IT guys are wily.
Okay, Julie, you're back.
Hi.
There
is
we
that
go.
Better?
Way
Much
better. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So the last in my saga was the box was in my car, and I really didn't have a plan at this point. So I'm going back to, like, let me just try to be cool about the whole thing. So I talked to him, I think it was yesterday, and I said, so what's going on with your laptop? Did the guys in the IT department figure it out? And he goes, no, they couldn't find anything wrong with it. So I need to take it back to Best Buy. And I said, you know what? What's so funny is that when I was at your apartment last time, I grabbed that box to take it to the dumpster because I thought it was garbage, and now I'm realizing you probably need it to take care of Best Buy. And he goes, oh yeah, I was wondering where it was. I'd really love to have it back. And I said, well, you know what? I have to do some shopping over there. Why don't I, you know, since the IT guys couldn't figure it out, why don't I take it and drop it off with the Geek Squad since I have the box? And he's like, oh my God, that would be awesome. I have so much other crap to do. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I now have his dirty laptop with all the spyware on it, and I switched it out, put his original laptop back in the box, dropped it off at Best Buy, and there's obviously nothing wrong with it. So that's the story.
And now, are you stopping the spyware saga? And you're just gonna okay?
Now she has a broken laptop.
With spyware on it.
But when you do get it fixed, you're going to get an email every time you do something on your own laptop.
What am I doing?
How annoying is that going to be? Oh, my God. Leave me alone.
On myself.
I am so sneaky.
Now, Julie, if we're going to take a departure from the crazy part of this whole thing and you look at it objectively, if you distrust this guy this much, then why even engage in any kind of relationship
at all?
Hold on.
Before you even answer that, Julie, Burke, give her a little credit for that. That was a good plan right there.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
That's a good plan,
but still,
right?
I feel like I need to protect the dude because you have that crazy in you and it's trying to get out. So,
yeah, but underneath it is, you know, rational,
is
you know,
love.
Good person. I just don't know where well,
that's
I
what we asked it. For was stepping into Psycho. Remember? Mm-hmm. At the beginning, you were like, we're not here to judge.
Right.
We're just here to hear and the you're story. Judging.
But this has been like four steps of Psycho here.
Now it's time to judge.
All I'm saying is, are you looking at it now thinking, okay, if I distrust him that much and I was crazy a couple of days ago when I had this harebrained idea, then do you realize now that, look, maybe I just shouldn't be in it? Or are you going to pursue this guy?
It's hard because it's the holidays right now, so I really don't want to, like, disrupt anything. You know, we're going to go to some parties together. I really don't want to make any major moves right now. But bottom line is, I don't like how I felt about myself during mm-hmm. this whole thing. So if this guy is kind of, like, triggering something in me that I don't like mm-hmm. about myself, mm-hmm. that's not a good sign. So,
Julie,
very rational statement.
You know what?
Very level-headed, rational statement.
Bert is... Don't listen to him. Crazy is okay as long as it's grounded in love.
Like, as long as you guys can hear about it, right?
If you're coming from a place of love, even if he doesn't know that he loves you, but your job is to show him, even by showing him emails that he actually wrote to people that you don't even know, if that's how you have to do it, then for the good of love, by all means, spyware.
And Julie, I do want to I want to give you this piece of advice. Let's say... this all works out, and you guys end up married for 40 years.
Yeah.
Never, ever, under no circumstance, should you ever tell him that you stepped into Psycho and did this with his computer. Never, ever, ever, because it can always be a deal breaker.
Okay, I won't tell him.
Never. All right? I want you to protect it way better than Tiger Woods ever would have thought about protecting the 13 affairs that he had. Okay?
Okay.
It's our secret.
Thank you guys.
I'm glad it worked out.
Why?
That's funny. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why? The whole reason that she started this.
It was your idea, Melissa. Good job.
Thank you, Jeff Dollar. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the whole reason she started this was because he was not committing to her and she was trying to figure out why. So everything starts out in a nice, like, wine with friends idea that sounds good because you want the reason why he won't settle down with her. But then, you know, so it was able to work out okay.
She's still in the same place now she was before she called us.
Yeah, that she doesn't know why he won't settle down with her.
Right. Laura, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning. I just want to thank you guys for all these psycho chicks because they make me feel so much better about myself. Between her and the bank fraud chick, that's stealing money or her brother bounced a check or whatever, all of them, they just crack me up. The reality shows that we watch on TV, you know, people watch that because it makes them feel better about themselves, but then there's the jokes that it's not really reality. Mm-hmm. You guys let us know by doing these psycho chicks that it really is reality for some people.
And God bless it.
I just feel so much better. Thank you so much.
And we urge you crazy people to continue to call in 2010. We need you.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
John Gerard here is from 11 Live. This is Community!
Without the vest, but nobody can see anyway. So.
I know, that's weird. It's a little Clark Kentish. Like, I mean, just because he had glasses on, nobody could tell. He wasn't Superman.
You know, well, I used to make fun of that, but it's the craziest thing. If I've got that vest on, I mean, people are spotting me left and right. I take it off. And I can walk down the street unaffected completely. So it works that way. Yeah.
If you haven't seen the segment on 11 Alive, I was just talking to John about it. He could not have picked a better city to do a segment like this on.
Yeah,
definitely.
True.
There's so many problems out there. I get so much email from people. I kind of feel bad because we're helping people, but there's such a need that I feel like we can't get to everyone, you know?
Of course.
It's been tremendously successful, very popular, and keep sending the emails in, and I'll keep fixing your potholes.
Do you prefer to? Because I don't know if I feel comfortable calling you John. Like, commuter?
It's commuter dude.
Yeah, I've kind of taken on this alter ego, I guess. I am commuter dude now, yeah.
So what do you prefer that we call you?
Dude, John, commuter dude. I answer to almost anything.
Okay. Commuter
dude. Yeah.
What do you think is the most significant problem that you've helped fix already?
You know, there are a lot of people right now that are, there's huge craters all over the city. I know you've seen these things. People are hitting them. They're blowing tires. They're bending rims. So it's kind of a small thing. But at the same time, when it costs you $500, $600, $700, you know, to get your car fixed, that's a big deal. So I'm in the process now of trying to help people get some of that money back on these potholes and craters that have been reported. Mm-hmm. And so filing damage claims. So even though it's kind of an individual problem, it's a citywide thing. And I think it, you know, it's hurting people in the wallet, and that's really impactful, especially this time of year.
So is the segment really have two definitions then? People can email you and tell you where, like, these potholes are, where there are bad road signs. And the second part of it is asking you for help to try to get some cash back?
Yeah, and you know, that just kind of evolved. I mean, we didn't really know completely what this job was going to be like when I started. We were all kind of developing it. So it was, yeah, just help people with their traffic problems. But then they started emailing me and calling me saying, hey, I'm out $400. Can you help me? So it has quickly kind of evolved into this, me being kind of a consumer advocate for all things traffic and helping people put a few bucks back in their wallet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever had their car damaged from these steel plates that they put over
the
wheels?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Fascinated by that.
I did a segment on that. Guy blew out his tire, and he's in the process right now filing a damage claim with the city, and we shot a segment on it. Yeah.
What's the law on that? Because I know there was one on Windsor Parkway for a while where the steel plate had separated a little bit from the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't huge. I mean, you couldn't drive over it and lose your tire directly into it, but it was getting there.
You gotta be careful because those holes, you know, they're portals to hell.
Never seen you again.
That's the seventh gate to hell.
Or it sends you straight to China. And it's just really weird how that happens.
Like, as soon as you see separation, are you supposed to call? Or is there a certain amount of separation that is safe?
Well, you know, I mean, when the trucks and big cars hit those things, they move. That's just the nature. There should be a better way to do that steel plate thing, but there isn't. So we're kind of stuck with what we have. But yeah, as soon as you see those things separating, a lot of people are on their phones, too. They're talking. They're not really paying attention. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, slam, they're in it. So you just got to be aware out there and keep your head up.
Can I ask Commuter Dude a qualification?
Commuter Dude.
A clarification question?
Yeah, he's right next to you.
Okay. Well, I just wasn't sure if we were going to trick the email or not.
Okay. Yep, you're going to want to turn to your left.
Hold on, Jay, remember, get him in here.
Remember what we told you. Speak confidently and look him in the eyes.
He's standing right there.
I'm nervous. It's Commuter Dude. Okay, so my question is Atlantic Station. Okay, I do not understand how you're supposed to turn right into Atlantic Station with all those bus lanes.
Yeah.
They have like the HOV lane, the regular people lane if you're in the car by yourself, and then there's the bus lane on the right.
It's tricky.
So how do I turn to go shopping or to the movie theater? Do I cut off a bus?
You close your eyes and go, Jen.
I didn't say that. What I do.
I didn't
that's
say you close your eyes and you say a little prayer and you go.
Yeah, that's what I do. Because I don't know what the right thing to do. Do you get over into the bus lane and then turn, or do you just... I don't know. It just seems confusing.
Yeah, no, you know what? And I'm not an expert on the legal aspect of a lot of things. I'm still learning, too. This is my first Commuter Dude-esque type job. I've been a reporter all my life. But, I mean, I think you got to use common sense out there. If you're going to be merging over to the right, even though it is a bus lane, you got to look around and take your time and make that merge.
Okay.
You can't wait till the last set. You can't be in the center lane taking a right.
Right. Okay.
I don't.
It's all really confusing, though.
But then
don't go
confusing.
To Atlantic Station. Go see a movie somewhere else, I think, is the answer to that question.
All right, Commuter Dude emailed us and found himself in a weird situation.
Oh, man.
One of these weird Facebook situations where you think you're doing the right thing, but then... And it may be received the wrong way, and then all of a sudden you look like the creeper and you're not really sure if you did the right thing or not.
It was definitely received the wrong way, I can tell you that. I feel good about what I did, though, because I'm a little bit unconventional by nature. I don't usually kind of follow the rules. Even if it doesn't work out for me perfectly, I'm kind of fine walking my own line. But anyway, I was invited to a party by a coworker. She invited a group of us. Couldn't go to the party, but the next day she had pictures posted on Facebook, so I checked them out. And I saw in one of the pictures a really cute girl that I wanted to know more about. So I asked
commuter
my coworker.
Dudette, potential commuter dudette.
Right? Commuter chick, I like to call her. Okay. Okay. So I'm like, wow, this girl's really cute. So I asked my coworker, can you get the info so I can find out about her? She comes back with a name. I look this girl up on Facebook. And because I'm a little bit unconventional, I just message her out of the blue. And I say, hey, I was supposed to go to that party. I didn't. I think you're cute. I wish I went. It looked like fun.
All right, so let's just define this. Like, you're not dropping somebody's name that might be sort of an ambassador between you and Commuter Chick.
I will. I mean, I've got fake names worked up for all those guys, so we're cool. My coworker, I'm calling Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay, her mutual friend is Jenny, and then the girl I was trying to reach was Cindy.
Okay.
So So Bonnie and Jenny are friends, and then Cindy is a friend of Jenny's, gotcha. And I'm a friend of Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's and that's how I presented it in the email. I'm like, hey, I'm a friend of Bonnie. I work at 11
Live.
So it
wasn't a total stranger thing. Right.
I was supposed to be at that party, too, and that's the thing.
And he's dropping names, so it's not a complete
sure.
stranger.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could even read the email verbatim if
yeah.
you were interested. Okay.
Well, let me do that, and let's take it line by line.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we're going to break it down.
We're going to break it down okay. and define, all right? All right? Because in his mind, he didn't say anything that was commuter creepy related.
Okay. Right.
But you guys might, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, and I need your honest opinion on this. But again, okay. I mean, I am a little bit unconventional, so I would rather approach somebody in a way that's kind of bold and daring.
But you guys have to play the part of the girl that's getting the email.
So we're Cindy.
Okay.
She doesn't yeah. know that you're bold and unconventional. Okay. All she has is the email.
All right.
Okay. So as women, let's break it down.
All okay. right.
I'm not including myself in there.
Bert, yes. As a little sorority in here, let's do this together.
Hey, a technical question before you even read this. Are you wearing the orange vest in your Facebook profile picture?
I have that picture somewhere on my page.
But it's not the profile
no,
picture.
It is not.
Okay. Are you wearing clothes in your profile
no, I'm
picture.
Completely naked.
All right.
With the
which
vest
I don't
on.
See anything wrong with that.
He's unconventional and bold.
I am unconventional and daring.
All right. It says this. Hi. I can say her name, right?
It's I've Cindy. Already put the fake names in
okay.
here. Well, here's a copy with the
fake name version.
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy. My name is John Gerard.
That's a real name, by the way.
And I work with Bonnie, a friend of Jenny at 11 Alive. Bonnie invited me to the white trash party on Friday.
I don't know that we needed to say that, but okay.
Okay.
No, those are fun
there's
parties.
There's plenty of white trash parties around.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
all
lots
right.
of them. Yeah.
But unfortunately, I couldn't go. Afterwards, when looking at the pics, I regretted missing it for two reasons. One, it looked like a blast. Here we go.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, because I just...
Approaching...
Down the rabbit hole.
Approaching... Creeper Avenue.
Don't influence
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, here's my question, though, because you called it a white trash party. Was it a legitimate, was that the theme of the party, or did you evaluate that after seeing
oh,
the
gosh.
Pictures?
That's just how I was going to
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
That's just my nature, so that's how I
maybe
was
maybe that's
show
what she was
up.
Offended
that's
by.
It
wasn't a white trash
yeah.
party.
Maybe it was at her house.
She's
and
like,
it was...
I wear jean shorts all the time. I'll appreciate that. As a Gator family, absolutely.
So he says, I regretted missing it for two reasons. One, it looked like a blast, and two, I saw you in one of the shots. So I asked Bonnie to find out your name so I could message you and ask about your situation. Again, I hope this isn't too weird and creepy. If it is, no worries. Just ignore it. And here's the offensive part, the little smiley face.
I know.
Yeah.
That's where
yeah, you can't leave
so
smiley faces.
People... Smiley and then that's it?
Yeah, then a little smiley and then John.
Pretty right. tame, right?
So what'd she do?
Yeah, pretty tame.
I wouldn't have been offended by that.
Okay, well, here's no what, way. I mean, everyone knows that proper Facebook etiquette is if you're not interested, you just ignore it, right?
Right.
Ideally, you'd love to get a little message back that says, thanks, not interested, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not interested, ignore it.
Right.
I think
fine.
That's proper
sure.
Facebook etiquette.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She blocked me.
Oof.
She blocked me. From
how
being
can
able
you tell
to
the
see,
difference?
You're
well, here's what happened. I was checking through my sent folders on an unrelated topic, and I happened to look and browse that email, and I saw that her picture was gone. That's kind of odd. And then the name that was hyperlinked, that was gone too. And I was talking to a friend. I'm like, I think Facebook is broken because I emailed this girl, and her picture's gone, and the hyperlink's gone.
Dude,
they're like,
it's not Facebook dude. That's broken. It's your heart.
Well, that is true, Jeff. Oh, my God. I didn't think he was going to be able to get to me so easily, but that's Jeff for you. So anyway, I'm like, and he's like, no, dude, she blocked you. If the picture's gone, the hyperlink's gone, she blocked you. And I'm like, wow. That is from that note she blocked me. It seemed like it was overtly hostile.
Here's the thing is that you don't know
hostile
what her
hostile or well, just defensive on
you,
her.
You don't
part.
Know what her history is. Like maybe she's had to deal with like email creepers before.
Maybe
that's what
maybe.
I thought.
And she's just playing it really, really conservative because based on my feminine opinion, there's not a lot there's nothing in here really that's
no,
offensive.
Because you reference
like
friends.
It's yeah. I think it's flattering.
Yeah. I think that your friend, or either your friend or your friend of a friend, sold you out.
In
what
way?
Mean?
I
the
think
Bonnie or
yeah,
the
I think what's the name of the girl that you messaged? The name
you
gave
Cindy.
Cindy. I think Cindy went back and did a little recon and went back to either your coworker or the coworker's friend. I was like, "What's up with this John dude?" And they're like, "I mean, he's nice enough, but he's weird."
He's bold.
Yeah.
And no, he's unconventional.
Weird.
I think she said weird. Bold.
I don't think that's
I know,
it.
But even then, still, is that worthy of a block? And that was pretty much the question I wanted to ask you guys. Was that block worthy?
Well, it depends. I mean, if Jeff's scenario in his head is true and she goes to get a scouting report from the one person that knows the both of you,
right,
and you don't get a really passing grade.
So this is Bonnie's fault is what
could
you're saying.
Be Bonnie.
She's listening right
well,
now, Bonnie.
I see that what you're saying, but if you only sent that one message,
yeah,
That's not worth blocking. Like, no. The only people I've ever blocked are, like, random, you know, X-rated spam crap that has come through. I've blocked that. And the only person I've ever defriended was a friend in the past where there was drama, and they kept messaging me. And it's like I've tried to ignore you and you're not getting the hint, so I defriended them, but just I don't understand that.
And that's how I'm one and out. If I don't get a response, I'm done, you know, because why bother,
right?
You know, I would say that the only part of the email that I would change is when you use the word creepy. There's no reason to use that word in there at all.
I hope this isn't too weird and
like I think you could say I hope this isn't inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that would have been it. But I think maybe her red flag went off because you said weird and creepy.
Yeah. Because
you were trying not to be. And like, I don't know, just using those words might have flagged it.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly wouldn't have been
block word. Block word.
Not worth a book block.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
I just had a little advice. I think instead of writing like this whole long paragraph, I think he should have just been like, hey, what's up? You know, I was supposed to go to that party, but I didn't, and I saw your picture. I think you're cute, but I don't know. I just think he, like, explained himself too much and was like, I didn't go, number one, it looked like a blast. Number two, I saw you were there. I don't know. It was just, like, a little too much detail. I think if he would have been more brief, then she would have been like, oh, okay, sounds good.
I like that you dropped a couple of names that she knows, too.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but still, I think the issue is whether he should have been blocked.
Well, and too brief to me would be like he's cruising. Or I think it's even better that there was a little more meat to the message because it was just tailored to her. If it was like, hey, baby, you're cute. What's up? Sorry I missed the party. It's like you could have sent that to every single person in all of the pictures.
Well,
you know?
I did. No, I did. I'm just kidding.
All right, just one more piece of advice on this. Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on with Commuter Dude.
Good morning. I just wanted to say the one thing that would turn me off about that email is him saying, what's your situation?
Okay.
I think he could have said it a little bit, you know, nicer than what's your situation.
I love that your
listeners are editing me. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
You came to the table, man.
That's why I'm here.
Do you think she got all excited for a quick second thinking you were Mark Arum? And then when she realized you were
No, I think she thought I was Jim Basile and was excited. And then when she realized I wasn't Jim Basile, it all went straight to hell.
Check out Commuter Dude on 11 Alive. When are you on?
In the morning, 6:15 to 6:30. Kind of depends on what's going on that day and when, you know, we can get
our
you guys on.
Our segment follows him every single day. We're on right
now. We're either before or after. We're kind of in the same ballpark, though.
Okay. Or you can always email Commuter Dude at 11 Alive as well and tell him where all the potholes are.
Yeah, but I might block you. If you email me, I may block you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, last night, the scouting report from the Office Christmas Party, Q100's Office Christmas Party, with Kelly Clarkson and Jay Sean and Orianthe. People were calling in early this morning, like 5:30 club members that had like just gotten home, and they're like, I'm so exhausted, but I'm so glad I went.
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those parties where you could feel the energy in the room. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was super excited to see Kelly Clarkson, and Orianthe had a great performance. Also, Jay Sean was like beatboxing. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was just so excited to be there. It was super fun.
And I like that it's in a small venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I wish that there that we could get more of you guys in there, but I like the fact that because it's an office party that you have to be up and close and personal to the acts, you know?
Yeah. And everyone was wasn't awesome. Shy last night, especially with the copiers in the back. It did not take more than 2 seconds, because when I got there, it was around 7:30. The doors opened at 7. There were already boobs on the wall. Women were not shy on the copiers, because really? You can't do this at your normal office party, but here you could do whatever you wanted. So,
because they were printing out and it posting it on the wall. So
nice.
Or handing it to the sexy wall. Santa. I mean, he got a lot of photos that were signed.
People photocopied their boobs and gave them to the Santa guy?
Yes.
Is that you? How you ended up with his phone number?
Absolutely. No.
Because you did end up with his phone number.
When you gave him your number, did you write it on someone else's boobs?
I did. I took it from the wall and wrote it. No.
So before the show, Melissa, Jen, and Wendy had a chance to sit down with Kelly Clarkson, who's always a home run because she's just so down to earth.
Yeah, we talked to her, was it a couple years ago, the last time that she was in studio, and mm-hmm. she was playing Guitar Hero with us in studio mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder, well, now that she's had a couple more hit songs and, you know, we're going to see her again, is she going to be any different? She is the exact same mm-hmm. as she's always been, which is somebody that you would never know when you're sitting down with her that she is a superstar.
And she just wrapped up her tour, too. This was like the last stop before going home for the holidays. So she was just in a good mood, and she was sitting there with a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And we found out, just in case you want to know, what Kelly Clarkson was drinking during this interview was cake bread Chardonnay.
Okay.
That's like her special favorite kind of wine or whatever. So mm-hmm. she was having a glass of wine with us, and we were just sitting around having like chick chat.
Yeah.
Girlfriend talk. Awesome.
This is Backstage with Kelly Clarkson at the Q100 Office Christmas Party.
Do you need anything?
Hello, I'm Kelly, by the way.
Hey,
I'm Wendy.
Nice to see you.
I'm Jen.
Nice
good to see you.
Hey,
again.
Kelly, Melissa.
Like, well, we've met before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you've been in studio with us. Remember we played Guitar Hero?
I played drums.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Great.
I'm not a video game person.
No, I just remember that
because
I remember every time I suck at something, and that was definitely one of those moments for me. So.
No, you did good.
Drums are really hard on Guitar Hero.
That was pretty solid
and
for you.
In life. No, remember, didn't I get like booed off? I totally got booed.
No, I thought you got ahead of that, the booze.
Oh, I didn't know if I worked through that, or you're just being nice. I don't know.
I think she might just be nice. I don't remember.
I don't think I did very
it's
well.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Have you ever played that game again?
Yeah, we actually, Reba and I did a tour together, and the end of tour party, we had it all set up and everybody was playing, so I sucked then as well, so yeah, I'm just going to stick to singing, so. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Kelly Clarkson, welcome to the Burt Show.
Welcome.
This is the female half of the Burt Show.
I know, I like this.
You get the, like,
I feel
the
like
view
I'm
version.
Kind of at the view, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You get the view version, so we're just going to hang out and be girlfriends,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a girlfriend comment, I got to tell you that Already Gone is like a breakup song for me.
Oh, sorry.
And I have to tell you, I have cried to it so many times, so I've got to know what came behind it. What's the story behind that song?
You know what? Actually, Ryan Tedder and I were in the studio. We were already doing some other songs, and he played me this track, and he played me like a melody that he thought would be cool for it, and then we just started writing about, because there's not many songs out there that's like the other side. Like, it's always usually like, oh, you broke up with me, I can't stand you kind of thing.
Right.
And it's just about, sometimes it's not like anybody's an ass, it's just it didn't work out, you know? So, and that's what the song's about. You love each other, but not enough to like sustain.
And did it come from a personal experience? That's what I'm trying to get
to. No, I've never. No, we just decided to write it about something completely different. Because, I mean, a lot of my songs, like, whether I write it or don't write it, a lot of them pertain to that side of the relationship. So I just thought it would be cool to write from the other side.
Is it easier to write when you are not personally involved, or is it easier to write from an experience?
You know, like a couple years ago, I probably would have said it's easier when you're into it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think through enough relationships and heartache, you can kind of figure your way through something even if you haven't, you know, because you still know the pain element. So I don't know. I think you can, I can pull either way. It doesn't really bother me. And especially if you're writing with someone else that has gone through it and they're sitting there explaining it to you. So I don't know. I don't think either way I probably, it just depends on if the person you're writing with or if I'm just writing by myself, if I'm just into it or not.
So. If you're going through a breakup, do you listen to your own songs?
No, I'm like,
I would do that.
No, the beginning, you can ask, no, part of my crew is here, and you can ask them, like, the first, like, three or four shows of my tour, I'm like, I have no idea what the melodies are, what the words are, like, because I don't listen to myself. So, I mean, really? I don't, no, I listen to myself, like, a whole lot before we actually get the record out there because of the mixing and the mastering and the getting the song together with the other writers. But once it's out there, I'm burned out from the song. So I'm like, you know, that whole emotional element is like, pff, it's out the door. Like, cause that's like, I mean, I've literally listened to the record like probably 50 times before it's even out. So I don't really listen to it otherwise. So the first four shows for me are really rough. I'm like, oh my God, I'm looking at my musical director going, just, can you pound out the melody while I'm singing? Yeah, it's really hard because you feel awkward listening to yourself. I can't do that.
Well, now going on that, in your iPod or whatever you have it on, you're in a breakup. Who do you listen to? What songs do you listen to?
The Masses. I like Kings of Leon. I'm with them on that one. I love Pink. I'm a huge Pink fan. Highly underrated, I think, that one. I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff. I like a lot of old school stuff. Like I still listen to Aretha, old school Reba McEntire, new school Reba McEntire. Her new record's awesome. But I don't know. I listen to a lot of different things. Oh, I like Miranda Lambert. Do y'all like her?
Oh, yeah.
She's really kick-ass. Yeah.
Country is great when you're going through a breakup.
Well, and it's
for
like
some reason, right?
Well, that's all it's about, right? It's either your dog died or something like that. I love country music. So, no, but Miranda, she's like, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of like Loretta Lynn, like back in the day. She does like old school country. It's not like the kind where they're trying to cross over. You know, it's like actual country music. So I like it.
What do you think about Taylor Swift when you talk about actual country and crossover?
I like Taylor Swift. I'm a huge fan. I covered her. We have a pre-show, or we did have a pre-show. We just finished tour, but we had a pre-show this whole tour that we did like new songs or covers or unreleased, whatever. And I covered her songs a lot. I like them.
Oh, that's
She's
cool.
She's great at melodies, right? Like they get embedded in your head.
They
and
do.
You cannot, yeah.
Have you guys ever hung out? Are you guys friends?
No, we've run into each other like at a few events, I think, but it's like always pass and go. I'm really not the girl that hangs out. Like I'm really the girl that like goes and does what she's supposed to do and then I go home.
Now do you have your BFFs off the road that have nothing to do with the music industry?
Yeah, a couple of them. Well, no, one of them has to do with the music industry, but the other one, she's here that I've been friends with since she came out for the last show for tour and we're going home tonight. So yeah, no, cool. I have friends that have nothing to do with this and friends that do. So
does that help keep you grounded?
Having both does because then you have a friend that understands.
Right.
You know exactly what you're going through on a daily basis, and which is Ashley. And then you have your girlfriends back home who care nothing about what you do and want to talk about their lives. So,
right.
which is
nice,
which is
I'm
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, you get home, and like the last thing I want to do is talk about myself. So, yeah.
Yeah, you've been talking about yourself a lot on the road and interviews
they're
and everything
like
else.
They're married and have kids, and it's like completely different. So,
now I overheard you saying you're going to be a bridesmaid soon, right?
Oh, yes. I had an outrageous story. One of my girlfriends is a bridesmaid for the first time. I don't know if it's your first time or not.
No. I'm like, have you seen that movie, the 27 Dresses movie?
That's you. Yeah. That's awesome.
I've been there a lot. So no,
I have a girlfriend, and to be a bridesmaid, in order to do it, the bride's requesting that they get their nose pierced. So are there any outlandish things?
What?
Trust me. Yes. Nose pierced.
Piercing?
Yeah. Yes. The bride asks all the bridesmaids
and
to pierce their nose.
She's had no piercings.
Oh, I don't know about that one. I might have to call the friendship card on that one and be like, no, if you love me, no. I mean, I've had my nose pierced, so I wouldn't mind, but I mean, having people pierce themselves, I don't know.
Just
I've never
bizarre.
Had anything crazy like that.
Really?
Have you
and
had to
even
wear
if
any
it's
awful?
Like an ugly dress, I'll put it on. I don't care.
Awful dresses?
I'm like that way on the red carpet, though. People give me like these great gowns where I'm like, whatever. I'm just like walking down. I don't care what I'm wearing.
Really?
I'm so that girl. I mean, look, I'm like Johnny Cash's little sister here and all in black. So, yeah.
So for the Grammys coming up, then who picks out your dress? Do you pick out the dress or a stylist pick out your dress?
Mindy, my stylist, and my best friend Ashley usually helps out a lot in that. I'm like, I just, it's not even that I mean, I don't really have good taste, but at the same time, it's because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not enough. I care a little. I don't want to look like complete like trash or anything, mm-hmm. but I don't care enough to be like, wee.
Now, how early do you start preparing, like getting your dress together, your shoes together?
I don't.
You don't at all.
No,
they
no.
just do it. Just and you're like, show up. And you're like, get dressed.
She's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, something that makes my butt look not as big with hell. Like, and that's it. Yeah.
Now, is the groom intimidated that you're going to be a bridesmaid?
I know. So that's what I was thinking too.
No, you know, I don't know him that well because I mean, I've known her since like the second grade, but I've been gone. So much. I never am home, and then when I'm home, it's hard to catch up with everyone, and they're you know have kids and stuff. So no, I don't really know him that well. I've met him like twice.
So he's more intimidated now because now is the
I don't think he is. I don't think he cares. I mean, okay. I don't know. People say that the friend feels weird, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say being a bridesmaid 27 times or whatever it's been. Like, do people act weird when you're at the wedding? Do you have to like kind of get in, get
wait,
out?
I have the best one. Wait, the girl that's actually here, April. We just did her wedding like last year. She's married for like a year now or whatever. And the guy. I'm going to mess this up. It was her husband's sister's husband that was counterpart or whatever. You walked down the aisle with or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And he, like, literally, I can't remember verbatim what he said to me, but it was like, I came up and I was like, hey, what's up? I'm Kelly. And I can't even remember his name because I think he said it so fast. He was, like, so nervous. And he was like, he's like, I'm a little bit, and I'm married. And I was like, I know, I was like, I think I just said, hi, my name's Kelly, not, hey, do you want to go out and go to bed together? I don't think any of that came out. Yeah, he was just so nervous, it was like diarrhea in the mouth. It was awesome. That was so funny.
I would think that that'd be nerve-wracking for a bride because, you know, that's like her day. But then, like, you're the superstar who is her bridesmaid. Like, she's like, wait a second, she got me stealing the spotlight from me.
Well, I mean, I think the main thing, like, with April, like, we've known it. We know all the same people.
Okay.
So, and we've known him for, like, ever. So, none of them were like really weird at the wedding or anything, and everybody's so drunk at the end of it that nobody even knew who I was, so,
including you.
Aren't those the best? Weddings are horrible, but wedding receptions are awesome.
I know when you're like dancing with grandpa and stuff.
I love it. It's awesome.
Now this is the Christmas, you know, our office party. Do you have any Christmas traditions? You're gonna be home. Are you gonna be home for Christmas?
Man, our tradition is trying like make it together.
Yeah,
because we're usually working a lot, and I don't know. I haven't done any Christmas shopping. I haven't done anything because I've been on the road. So Christmas tradition will be actually getting gifts this year in time.
Get gifts,
so,
get them wrapped, get them done.
We don't really, I mean, we eat together. We all make the meal together. Mm-hmm. We hang out.
Do you have a big football. Family?
No, I mean, we don't have like a tiny family, but we have, I guess, mid-sized. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're not like huge, but.
Well, you
like
think 20 people or like 100
people?
Oh,
not, no, no. We're
not
like,
even 20.
Maybe we are small then. Wait. Whoa. I take that back. That's a lot of people in a room. I don't know if I'd like that. No, there's like, I don't know. 15 of us or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's
10
nice.
To 15,
that's
yeah.
Cool. That's perfect size.
Because I had this idea, Kelly Clarkson doesn't buy our own Christmas gifts. I mean, you're a superstar. You have people go out there and get
I can't
gifts
do
for
that.
You.
No, but you know what? The thing is I actually love doing it. Uh-huh. I just don't have time. So, like, right when I get home off of, you know, it's usually off of a tour, I go home and I just, like, I have my plans to Christmas shop for the next 4 days when I'm home. So, yeah. And then you got it. It's all this pressure of, like, what to get. So,
are you bringing anyone home for Christmas?
No. Oh, like a significant other?
A significant somebody?
No, just me, myself, and I. Hey. no, just me. But
do you like it that way? Or are you ready for a relationship, you think?
I'm kind of both. I'm cool like being alone, or I'm cool if I did find someone to bring home. I'm like, I don't really care either way. I'll be fine either way. So, but yeah, I don't know. It is a lot of pressure. Like my family, we're like hardcore sarcastic. We jump on everything. Like we're all competitive. I feel sorry for the person that ends up with me. So.
Well, you're from Texas, right?
Yeah. We're
so
very,
you have that
very
daddy.
Texan.
I'm from Texas. So you have that daddy who's looking at your significant other all the time.
I have total dad issues. No, we didn't have that daddy. No, no. I had that mama, but
that mama.
No, I did not have that thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do have the brother and the brother-in-law very much like that, so
they're protective.
Yeah.
Now what about New Year's Eve? Are you performing? You're home? What's happening?
No, I'm actually home. It's she's getting married on New Year's Eve, my friend.
Okay.
So
oh, cool.
I have to be home for that. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
And so the reception's going to go into the new year?
Yes.
Oh, that's
well
cool.
And then after that there's a party on my land with my family and a bunch of other people, so I'm kind of going from both. I'm not driving myself, just so everybody knows, because I'll be tipsy. But I'm going from the wedding to the party, so yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And tell us about 2010, new album expected?
We're already working on it, but it's probably not going to hit till like fourth quarter next year, so around Christmas next year. But yeah, we're already working on it. It's pretty different. It's pretty
in what
freaking
ways?
Different. I mean, there's still some like singer-songwriter stuff, but there's, I don't know, it's almost like like garbage meets pop meets Muse. I don't know. It's a little different. Like the, cool. some of the stuff so far. But I don't know how it's going to end up. Who knows? It always ends up being something completely different. So.
Fantastic. Welcome back to Atlanta.
Yes. Thank you for coming and being here for the Christmas party. We appreciate it so much.
I'm singing a Christmas song tonight. So.
That's cool.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Kelly Clarkson on The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
This was my girl right here, if you remember, on American Idol.
You loved her.
This was my girl right here. And even though she didn't win the whole thing, I still believe in my heart of hearts at the end of the day, when we're looking at all the American Idolists from this last season, that she has more staying power than anybody else.
Awesome.
And this is Allison Iretta from American Idol. Hey, Allison.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good.
You're still my front runner. I still think at the end of the day, people are going to be talking about you. And then the Adam Lambert stuff, I think, is going to wear off. Mm-hmm. And because eventually it comes down to music, you know?
He's a one-trick pony.
Has it been a little strange for you?
I appreciate that.
Has it been a little strange for you to watch how everything sort of developed after the season?
Yeah, man. It's really, it's just so crazy how much has happened. And to see that everything is going as planned, you know. The reason why we all went on this show was to get out there, you know, release albums and do what we have always wanted to do, and to think it's actually happening. Oh, snap. You know, it's crazy. I'm just really happy.
Do you think that Chris has any, I don't want to say jealousy issue because I think he's bigger than that, but do you think that because he's not getting as much attention as Adam, there's a small part of him going, hey, I won this thing?
I really don't think so, because we're all doing our thing, and he's definitely getting the attention he deserves. I mean, he's out there, and he's doing his thing, so I think we're all just out there, so we ain't got nothing to be jealous about. We good.
Allison, when is your 18th birthday?
18th birthday, April 27th.
Okay,
I'm choking.
Your parents are still involved and closely connected as they develop your career?
Oh, yeah. And they're so supportive. And without them, I honestly have to say that I wouldn't be here. You know, it's because of them that I've gone places when I was younger doing, like, small events. And I started off with them helping me out.
Have they had to limit you at all? Like, I just want to let you know that you're about to be bigger than life, that you're going to be attacked from every corner because you're going to be so famous. Have they tried to temper that at all?
No, I think I'm doing that to them right now.
That's funny.
I think I'm the one sort of being like, all right, guys, you know, this is going to be a bit weird. We're going to walk through here and people are going to know who I am. You know, I think it's the other way around, actually.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing post-Idol as opposed to pre-Idol, like that has happened in your life?
Favorite thing? That's hard because, I mean, so much has happened, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I guess tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That must be very cool.
Yeah.
Well, and now, I mean, you got...
Tour was so much fun.
You got the New Year's Eve Live thing coming up for Billboard also.
Oh, snaps.
Tell us about the show.
I'm freaking out because, you know, the fact that I'm part of it and, you know, going to Vegas and, you know, singing with my boy Chris, going to see Sean Kingston that I met not too long ago. I can't wait. It's going to be too much fun. Chris was like, oh, no. Oh, no. New Year's in Vegas. Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know. I'll obviously be in, like, circus or something, or, like, roller coasters, but it will be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait.
Your parents are going to put a leash on you like they do those two-year-olds.
Monkey backpack that has a tail.
Exactly.
All right, check out... It is New Year's Eve Live, Billboard's New Year's Eve Live, and it is on December 31st and obviously on Fox. All right, Allison, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
She's a cutie.
She's just sweet.
1:45 over.
Okay, we're still okay.
Melissa asked one question during an interview this entire month, and it's at 40.
we were late getting into it, so we only had like 3 minutes with her.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.